We challenge Eferal to the Lineup Legends Challenge. See if they can make better picks.
Me and you versus
JD and Piles.
Oh, I was going to say Piles and Askren.
Yeah, sure. I don't see them beating us. We have more knowledge than them.
We also have a Ghost Rider.
That's true. I don't know who they have.
What does Ben know?
It's not like he coaches some of the guys that will probably win titles this year.
We win. They fly us out to the Flow headquarters.
I like where you're headed.
They win. We delete Clash of Combat off of YouTube forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. You might be seeing sets a little bit different. We got Waldo back in the house, baby. Let's go. OG, coming in hot. We got a Big Tens coming up. This is a double pod upload because, you know, I wasn't here last podcast, and I'm going to defend myself from last podcast, but you'll see that on Monday, actually. Because we've been kind of on a roll here with filming episodes. But next up, coming this Monday, you're going to see all of our 7 qualifiers on the podcast, basically just, you know, sending out a message to the rest of the NCAA. So
that show was stressful.
For you. Yeah, it was Crosby and Easton. Easton was the co-host.
Yeah.
It looked like you were just off, so...
I think, I'm not going to lie, like, afterwards, when we went to, like, Quick Trip or whatever, I was, like, thinking, I was like... Why did that feel so weird? And like most of the time when I'm sitting, when we do like guests,
yeah,
it's like me and you just have like that flow down, you know?
Yeah,
like it's like the flow. That unspoken flow. Like when one of us doesn't have a question, the other one just jumps in.
Right.
And with Easton, it was like, I asked a question. And it's like, all right, you want to ask a question? You know what I mean? So it like messes up like the whole flow of it sometimes.
And sevens, or you guys did 6 yesterday.
6.
But
yeah.
6 straight was, all right, I'm just going to hop right in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to hop in. It was like, oh, what are we, like, what is
it's
going
like
on?
You did, I kept saying the same shit over and over again.
I was behind the camera, you know, making sure everything's in focus. And it was this time, so which was great. But yeah.
Yeah, that was, I knew in the moment, it was like, wow, I feel like I'm messing this
up. They had Ray on first, and they had to redo it. Because, like, Ray drove here, and Crosby asked one question, and was, like, done.
Yeah. Well, no. I had one question written down, and then I was like, oh, Easton, you can go first. And he asks the one question I had written down.
You guys were saying you guys were prepared, too, but
yeah,
it is what it is, I guess.
No, it is what it is. Yeah. But big news. This morning, I opened my phone, and I was approved for Division II media passes.
Oh, shoot. Let's go. Kelsey wasn't even approved yet.
Really?
So I don't know how you did it.
It took like 3 days.
She did it like a month ago, damn near.
You serious?
Yeah, but maybe they're just doing them today. So
what'd
because
she
brackets
get,
are out.
What'd she get?
Eventually.
What'd she put down as?
I don't know. Beats me.
Just a photographer?
I'll have to let her know. Yeah.
Because I'm representing WIRS.
That's crazy.
Dang,
that's actually crazy because you could be like, other than like when hopefully all our 7 guys are on the finals mat, but like you can be there to like. On there.
Yeah,
like that's crazy.
What do you even think about that?
Like that's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. I've never been that close to an elevated mat.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be elevated.
It is every year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean they. I mean, you know, they switch places every time. It's not like it's the same setup.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and especially this one, I think is a little bit smaller and not ideal compared to the last couple of years, apparently. But like, it's in freaking Kansas.
Oh, it's not that.
Why
good?
Are we wrestling in Kansas? First of all.
Yeah,
even Division One's in Kansas. I mean, Elias Craig's from Kansas.
That says a lot. Just kidding. Bigger news. April 3rd.
Yes, April 3rd, baby. The Clash drop. Both repping it, embroidered, top of the line material. I mean, it's just like the support that you guys have shown on the podcast and just this hasn't even been a year yet, and from the guests that we've got and the opportunities that have been, you know, given our way, this is our chance to provide you guys like with actual high quality product, and just as you know, a thank you like in advance for you know, supporting us, and of course all the proceeds go back to wrestlers wrestling in the community and us getting more guys on the podcast for us to travel legit like gas money to drive anywhere we want or hopefully to fly. So
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. But April 3rd.
And if you want to buy a percentage of Clash of Combat, $15,000 for 5%, and 5% is all yours.
That's true. Someone DM'd me. I was talking to Crosby. Like, he asked, how do I invest in Clash of Combat? And we're like, I don't know, man. Maybe if, someone wants to cover our whole expenses for like a year. Like, I wonder how much we could, like, let's say we're out of wrestling and we do sell that 5%. Like, what would that have us do? Like, where would we go? Who would we go see?
You know the first place we'd go. South Cali, right? Mid Cali?
Oh, for Suriano, yeah.
He'd fly straight there.
That's true. He would be the first guest.
Yeah, that drive is way too long, though. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a 26-hour drive. No. But tomorrow starts all of the Division I conference tournament. And it sure does. Basically, there's like one or two stragglers from each other conference other than the entire Big Ten tournament. True or false?
Oh, yeah.
But we're pretty much going to do a deep dive on the Big Tens. We got our Ghostwriter predictions made for the Big Tens, which are going to be probably 99.9% accurate. I don't see much sway, but we can kind of decipher it.
Yeah, Ghostwriter actually gets leaked on Monday's pod as well.
That's true.
All right, Big Ten, 125 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's saying Matt Ramos. I actually don't know if he can pull it off, man. I don't know, man.
Really?
Dude, like, yes, he can clutch up, clearly, and he's been on a streak, but I don't know. I feel like, yeah.
Here, let's just say all these, and then we'll decipher real quick. So the top eight from the Clash Ghostwriter. 8, Brendan McCrone, Ohio State. 7, Caleb Smith, Nebraska. 6, Michael DiAgostino, Michigan. 5, Eric Barnett, Wisconsin. 4, Patrick McKee, Minnesota. 2 days in a row, bro. Really? 3, Drake, Iowa. 2, Braden Davis, Penn State. 1, Matt Ramos, Purdue.
Mm-hmm. What were we thinking about Barnett there? He was ranked 2nd in the country a couple weeks ago. Now he's 5 in the Big Ten.
There's one person above him that I think he can beat, and that is McKee.
Even though he got sucked by him?
Yes. Well, that...
You don't think he can beat a Yaler or Davis?
I mean, I'm sure he could. I don't think he will. I think out of the top three, Ramos, Davis, and Ayala has the best chance at taking first other than Ramos. I don't think Braden Davis is going to win Big Tens.
Really? I mean, I agree, like, as a freshman, but I mean, you got to root for the freshman. Like, always. Like, I'm always going to root for a good freshman just to see what they can do.
But you know what would
make Because it's our first time doing this. This is our first time at the show.
You know what would make a lot of people not root for him? Because he's at Penn State. And some people want to see the teams like that.
Just decline?
Fall.
Do you think more people like Penn State or more people want to see the fall of Penn State?
Damn. I don't know. I feel like you see more Penn State love than hate.
Yeah. I agree, but I think it's kind of the unspoken, like, you want to see Penn State eventually, like,
yeah,
you want to see someone else take the crown for once.
Yeah. So you're sticking with, who'd you say?
Well, I think it'd be cool if Braden Davis could win it, but I mean, again, it's like, it's kind of open. It's not like it's like guaranteed Matt Ramos is going to be there.
I don't know. I think postseason Ramos is coming.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down to see it. I'd be down to see it.
133 pounds. Number 8, Tyler Wells, Minnesota. Number 7, Braxton Brown, Maryland. Number 6, Jacob Vandee, Nebraska. Number 5, Brody Task, Iowa. Number 4, Dylan Schauer, Rutgers. Number 3, Aaron Nagao, Penn State. Number 2, Nick Bouzakis, Ohio State. And 1, Dylan Regison, Michigan.
And right now, Teske and Bouzakis face off first round.
That's what I was just going to say. And that's because of Teske, right?
Yep.
Because he got put in the bracket late. Thoughts?
What's that conversation that Brands had with him, being like, sorry, we're like a day late, you're gonna be the last seed in the conference tournament?
That's a good question.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, I wonder if it's really that big of a deal, in a sense. Like, he's clearly not on the top, you know, four to be like to win it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But again, he's that guy who's like, I don't know.
I feel like it's so rare to see like a crazy big upset in like the Big Tens or even like for the actual champ. For the champ to be a lower seed is yeah. just so, I don't know. I want to see more of that.
I wish we had seeds next to this. Is Regis in the one seed?
Yo, he's got to be. But he did. Who did he lose to?
I don't know. I don't think he, did he lose to anybody?
Yeah, he lost
recently. In the Big Ten?
I don't know if it was Big Ten. Maybe Nebraska guy.
Jacob Vandy.
I think it might have been. Mm. I could be completely wrong.
Jacob Vandy.
Yeah, he did. Dang. So, I mean, anyone's beatable, but I mean, this is when guys are their sharpest. This is when guys are got the ice in their veins. So
I think Bouzakis wins it.
Wow. And isn't it crazy that Bo Bassett plays higher than him at a tournament?
Holy crap. That is
this
insane.
This year?
That's actually crazy. Wow. Shit. Moving on.
This one's interesting for me.
Oh, because you have a lot of horses in play.
Number one wasn't Caden Henschel for some reason. I'm just kidding. What I thought was interesting is he has Mendez beating Real Woods.
Mm.
Because they're going to be on the same side.
Right.
And
they didn't wrestle this year.
They did. Why not?
I don't know.
They didn't wrestle. Sergio Lemley, he's a guy that
he also has Real Woods getting his get back on Lemley, though. Wow, third place yeah. match. So we got number 8, Vance Von Bauer, Minnesota. 7, Danny Puccino, Illinois. 6, Mitch Moore, Rutgers. 5, Brock Hardy, Nebraska. 4, Sergio Lemley, Michigan. 3, Real Woods, Iowa. 2, Jesse Mendez, Ohio State. 1, Bo Bartlett, Penn State.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see if like Sergio could be a dark horse and really potentially like make the finals if he does go on that upward trajectory of just
Lemley.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
It might be. It might be. I don't know. All I've been saying. I mean, listen. Like I'm rooting for the Real and rooting for Bo and man, it's gonna be a lot of interesting wrestling tomorrow.
You ever notice when Real gets like scored on or something, it's like so like dramatic, like his body, like
it's like yeah, yeah. I think I know what you mean. Well, that's because he tries everything to not have it get taken down. Yeah, so, yeah,
yeah. Either him or Bo, not a Mendez.
I just hope that Real didn't peak yet.
Yeah,
like he made the Natty finals last year, like looked freaking amazing, and then Lyra's hit him with the throw. But I hope he's like still.
Didn't he lose a few matches last season prior to Nationals?
I think so, but still, it's like, I just wonder if this is the best he'll ever be or if he's still getting better.
Mm. That's valid. Bo Bartlett's safe bet, though, easily. 149 pounds. Number 8, Drew Roberts, Minnesota. 7, Graham Rooks, Indiana. 6, Joe Zargo, Wisconsin. 5, Dylan D'Amelio, Ohio State. 4, Caleb Rathjen, Iowa. 3, Tyler Kasich, Penn State. 2, Austin Gomez, Michigan. 1, Ridge Lovett, Nebraska.
So we're going to have, what's the score of that then, huh?
Well, I'm confused on the 1 and 2. Very confused. Gomez is easily putting Lovett on his head this time around.
You know what? Gomez, Big Tens, is clutch. Do you realize he stuck him in the Big Tens a couple years ago?
Lovett?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Like he is, I'm rooting for Gomez. Don't get me wrong, but he's doing a lot of wrestling, especially like overseas. In Mexico or.
Dude just beat Nick Lee. He's coming in on his high horse.
Yeah. 100%. Like as he should. Like dude just made the Olympic team. And of course he has a goal to win the national title, but I think he has a bigger goal of being a world or Olympic champion. Right. But yeah. I mean, he is way better at freestyle, clearly, I would say, than folk style. And, if Ridge Lovett can put it in the legs and Gomez can't get out, that's why it's like Gomez is so dangerous off the bat. And he's got to put the pressure on early and put points on the board.
I wouldn't go as far to say clearly.
Clearly better at freestyle?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's beaten in folk style. He's had tournaments where he'll beat Yanni and then not All-American. In freestyle, he'll beat Nick Lee, but then there's tournaments where he went 2-0.
Okay, I should have said he's more consistently good at freestyle.
Okay. Right?
I mean, even if not, maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, but...
I don't know. I don't know enough.
I saw people just saying, like, his freestyle accomplishments, I guess, currently are better than his folkstyle accomplishments.
Oh. All right. Anywhere else? I wouldn't switch really anything here.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe Zargo, DNP. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Jeez, bro.
I'm kidding.
That's so mean.
I was just saying that because he's Wisconsin. Wait, I thought Zargo, was he 41 last year?
Might have been. Yeah, I think so.
All right, 157. Number 8, Will Luan, Michigan.
Ray's favorite wrestler.
7, Brayton Lee, Indiana. 6, Chase Saldate, Michigan State. 5, Joey Blaze, Purdue. 4, Peyton Robb, Nebraska. 3, Jared Freinick?
Yeah.
Iowa. 2, Michael Blockus, Minnesota. And 1, Levi Haynes, Penn State.
And basically all these weights, like it's almost like the top 8 from every weight class is going to Natty's.
Right.
Almost.
I think every weight.
Oh, you think every weight top 8?
I'm pretty sure.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that just looks good to me. I mean, Joey Blaze beat Peyton Robb earlier in the year. So, you know, Ray's got, or Ghost Rider's got him. Peyton Robb getting that revenge back.
Pinning it. Didn't he pin him?
I think so. It was like in overtime or something.
I think he was losing. No, I think he was losing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then he pinned him. Like, did a Gramby or some shit?
Yeah. Hey, you see Saldate is buying his videographer a watch?
Yeah.
Where's...
yeah. I did see that.
I just wonder, like, I see all those Michigan State guys just, like, spending. I'm just wondering, like, where it's all coming from.
Pockets are deep over there, Michigan State, apparently.
I guess. Or it could just be, you know, I went to an NIL meeting, actually, me and Chu. I invited Crosby to go. But basically, like, I thought it was just, like, they were going to help us get NIL deals. Like, I thought it was an agency coming in. But these guys just wanted us to join their clothing thing so that they can take 40% of the profit from you. So it's like they're just building an army of people to sell T-shirts. So I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is what it is, though, man.
Wait, who did Will Luan beat earlier this year? Didn't he upset a guy?
I can't tell you, bro.
Okay, maybe I'm just yapping.
I could not tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, that looks good to me. Saldate. I didn't, like, who? You can, never mind. Just move on. 165.
This is going to be an interesting finals.
Oh, yeah. So this is 165. Number 8, Stony Buell, Purdue. 7, Antrell Taylor, Nebraska. 6, Cameron Amin, Michigan. 5, Caleb Fish, Michigan State. 4, Bryce Heppner, Ohio State. 3, Michael Caliendo, Iowa. 2, Dean Hamady, Wisconsin. 1, Mitchell Messenbrink, Penn State. Interesting.
Yep. Very interesting. What's the score?
Dude, that could be a high-scoring match.
Both?
That could be an excitingly high-scoring match.
Yeah. I think that will probably be the most exciting match of the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it will. Probably. It's just like, whenever you're facing Mitchell now, you know it's going to be an actual war.
Yeah.
And there's stall calls will be made somewhere in the match. Yeah. I mean, when you're basically stalling out, you know, a mean there. But
wow. I don't know. I like feel like Messenbrink's gonna win, but you can.
Yeah, you
I
never
won't
know. Sometimes
be surprised at all if Amidi wins.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just from like the age difference, like the experience, yeah. Or what,
and size.
Yeah,
we did pods with both of them. Amidi's a head taller than me, and I'm not a head taller than Messenbrink, but I'm bigger.
Yeah, I like having that length actually in wrestling. Like I thought it was like. Even like some guy was talking about, like, oh, I wrestled when I was younger, but I was just a tall, lengthy, skinny kid. I sucked at wrestling. I'm like, those guys are usually like one of the best at wrestling.
Yeah.
So like you just have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to use your body. But right. Yeah, I think if I was 165, I would not want to wrestle Hamidi just simply because that length.
So you're running with Messenbrink?
I think Messenbrink will win, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. This one's interesting too because...
Oh, wow.
I don't see Carter Storace on here at all.
Ghost Rider says, I don't think Carter will wrestle.
Which I think he gets two losses given to him if he doesn't. And then he qualifies as like a 4 seed or something.
Okay.
Or something like that. So number 8, Andrew Sparks, Minnesota. 7, DJ Washington, Indiana. 6, Max Mailer, Wisconsin. 5, Jackson Turley, Rutgers. 4, Edmund Ruth, Illinois. 3, Patrick Kennedy, Iowa. 2, Rocco Welsh, Ohio State. 1, Shane Griffith, Michigan.
Wow, what are the odds that Carter does wrestle, though?
I don't know, dude. I could
see him. Because Kale says Carter's path is still seek and destroy.
I don't know. I'd love to see it. I want to see him and Griffith.
Stuff. Yeah.
Did Griffith wrestle Patrick Kennedy this year?
Beats me, man.
Come on, bro. Because that's an interesting match. Because I could see Kennedy beating Griffith. But who knows, man? Who knows? I like it. I like it. We'll leave it there. 184 pounds. 8, Brian Saldano. Rutgers. 7, Lane Malzuski, Michigan State. 6, Shane Legal, Wisconsin. 5, Jaden Bullock, Michigan. 4, Ryder Rogatsky, Ohio State. 3, Bernie Truax, Penn State. 2, Isaiah Salazar, Minnesota. 1, Lenny Pinto.
I'm surprised he doesn't have Bernie higher.
Who?
I thought he'd have Bernie higher. But I guess I don't really know, like, I guess too much of these other guys, but he's got Rogatsky taking the L back to Truax.
Who? Oh, Rogatsky's the one that pinned him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who does he think he's going to lose to? Salazar or Pinto? Come on. Come on.
How do you do against those chaps?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, me and Bernie rolled a few times this summer. It was pretty easy for me. But
it was an easy roll?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, for me. For him, it was probably pretty tough.
You were gassing him out?
Yeah, I was putting the pace on him. Lenny Pinto, rolled with him back in high school days.
Oh yeah.
Nothing for me to worry about if I was Division One, but
that's fair.
Yeah, I think Truex is low-key disappointing.
Yeah, because he goes from like Kyle American and then goes to Penn State. You think he's gonna be champ.
But yeah, then you see him lose too. But I guess it's kinda like you gotta realize it's not realistic just random, like you're not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you go to Penn State doesn't mean you're going to be an automatic 3-time, 4-time, 6-time.
That's true. You're so wise.
Thanks. I get that a lot.
Hop into 197, buddy.
197. Evan Bates, Northwestern. 7, Lucas Gegg. You have no idea either, do you?
No.
Luke Giog, Ohio State. 6, John Posnanski.
Posnanski.
Huh?
Posnanski.
Close enough, bro.
He's actually in a mindset call when we were in the like wrestling mindset call.
You like wrestling mindset?
I do.
Why don't you marry it? Number 5, Garrett Joles, Minnesota. Number 4, Silas Allred, Nebraska. Number 3, Zach Glazier, Iowa.
His brother wrestles for St. Cloud, allegedly.
I think it is his brother.
Oh, it is?
He qualified. Yeah. D2. Oh. 2, Jackson Smith, Maryland
guy ranked high? What?
Yes, he's good.
Wow.
He's really ugly hair, but he's good. Number 1, Aaron Brooks, Penn State.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think Brooks takes that cake.
Barely. Yeah, man. I mean, once you get up those weights, you just know less and less people, I guess.
Dude, I wish Parker could get his back on Brooks in like the finals or something. Yeah.
Has there ever been a year at 197 where like, you know more than one or two people at the weight class?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, this Garrett Joles, he wrestled in Wisconsin, so I kind of knew him.
Yeah.
Silas Allred, he won Big Tens like as a freshman.
D's, yeah.
He was at U23, so we watched that a bit. Glazier, just because the whole for Buffalo, and I know Brooks, so.
Mm. No, that's valid.
Yeah, very valid.
All right, 285. Number 8. Bennett Tabor, Minnesota. Number 7, Nick Willem, Indiana. 6, Bradley Hale, Iowa. 5, Seth Nevels, Maryland. 4, Yaroslav Slavoskowski.
God bless you.
Thanks. Rutgers. Number 3, Lucas Davidson, Michigan. 2, Nick Feldman, Ohio State. 1, Greg Kirkley at Penn State. He has Feldman beating Lucas Davidson.
Wow. Feldman.
Yeah.
Is he a freshman?
Yeah.
Jeez. Sorry, I'm like a little frustrated.
Why?
Because this whole shoe debacle thing. Ask me what size I want for the samples, and I say my size, and he goes, oh, it's already in production. It's going to be what your brother's was, what size your brother's was, which is not my size. Sorry. Just frustrated. Just frustrated.
No, at least your brother will get a pair. So, yeah, I think Kirk's the safe bet here.
Yeah, Kirk's. I mean, David Taylor said it's like resting a refrigerator. So.
Who said that?
David Taylor at the All-Star Classic.
No, that's valid.
Yeah,
I don't really like seeing Bradley Hill for Iowa. I think you just say screw it, pull the red shirt.
Yeah,
throw him out there.
Put Keeter in there, huh?
See what happens.
Right, make shit happen. I mean, he did beat a rank. What was it? The dude he beat was ranked 10th or something.
Which one?
That.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you right. You're right.
Man, can you just imagine just having that athletic ability, just being a freshman and being like, yeah, I beat the heavyweight 10th ranked guy in the country, but I'm like, I'm not competing this season. It's like, wow. Wow.
People like me don't gotta imagine that, bro.
Hey, I got something to ask you then.
A query?
What's it called?
A query.
A query? No. Gripe. A gripe. So basically, remember when we were saying the podcast when you were saying it's so easy to 4-time champ in D3?
Wait, what?
Remember when you were saying how it's so easy to be a 4-time champ in D3 high school state, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
So this guy was in my comments saying, like, I hope that kid was joking, like, referring to you, like, saying, like, you can't even start at, like, D2. Like, you better be joking. Could you, like, explain on if you're joking or not?
Wait, are we talking D3 high school?
D3 high school.
Yeah, that's your oh, my God. Holy crap. Division 3 high school is the worst division of wrestling. Like, think about it like this. There's 50 states, and we have to show the other 49 states our best wrestling, right? We're trying to show them where we rank among all of them. Who are we going to show, right? Are we going to show a Division III state champ? Name, who won 175 pounds this year, D3? Who won it?
I don't know.
Exactly. Who won 175 Division I? Stoffel.
Oh, I don't think I would have got that.
Oh, all right. Bad example then. But anyway, Division 3 is horrible. Put me in there right now. I will bonus point my way through the bracket for 4 straight years in Division 3.
Yeah. You're a champ, man. Let's put you up with the 170 champ or the 180 champ. D3. Let's set it up.
Okay.
When I face Bassett, you can face the D3 state champ.
All right. I like it. And what else? One more thing. No, I'm good there.
Yeah. Hey, also, I do want to talk about the lineup legends on who in the Big Ten will win a natty title.
So 125, Matt Ramos. 125 is going to the Big Ten. Yeah. Even if it's not Ramos.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, let's think. Just think for the champs for the weight class. Yes, 125. 133, I don't think so. Unless someone in there can pull it off.
Oh,
but you got
no.
Vito.
33 ain't
you
happening.
Got Crookham. 33, no. 41, yes. So we got 2. 149, yes. It's either going to be Ridge or Gomez. That's 3. I'm going to say Levi Haynes. I'm going to say 4. Mess and Break Committee.
But then it's like you got Carr and Keegan. So I don't know if I'm going to say yes on that. I'm going to say
Carr,
no.
Carr, Keegan, who's, or Messenbrink? No.
No. No. 74, yes, if Starachi.
Yes.
84,
yeah, no,
because
no.
Parker.
Parker.
97, yes. Kirkland, yes. That's seven.
Yeah.
So basically you can have seven champs in the Big Tens. And guys, we're referring to the lineup legends. Basically, if you pick the champs, if you pick the most champs correct, it's a completely free-to-play game. You can have a chance to win $10,000. $10,000. Do you know what you can buy with $10,000?
10,000 $1 candy bars.
That is exactly true. You could buy 10,000 like Mr. Beast bars, but it's completely free. We'll leave that link below for you guys so you can check it out and put in your own rankings and stuff. And there's going to be like a tiebreaker. So like if you know, there's people tied, you can guess the team point winner, but everything's on the sheet. But what are the odds that people can actually get 10 right? Like,
I did. I also got the team point.
No, no, like seriously.
I think it's pretty high.
Really?
Dude, think there's a lot of entries.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
What'd you put for the team points?
Put like a 140.5 or something. Yeah, what happens if the tiebreaker after that? What happens if there's a tiebreaker after that?
Hey, quit tapping that, bro.
Sorry.
I don't know. It better not be a split because I want that full 10K in my bank account.
That's true. I mean, I think we should call out the Flow guys on this. See if they can make better picks.
I don't even... Me and you versus...
JD and Piles.
I was going to say Piles and Askren.
Yeah, sure. Is he selling the pod, though?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, he might be.
I think a few more. He's got a few left. We want you...
We challenge F for All to the Lineup Legends Challenge. Most right gets head thrown for content for free. Piles is getting tossed.
We win. We win.
Yeah.
They fly us out to the Flow headquarters.
Okay. I like where you're headed.
They win.
Yep.
We delete Clash of Combat off of YouTube. Forever.
Fuck it. That's crazy. That's Lineup Legends, guys, in the description. Wow. Yeah, I think we can do it. I don't see them beating us. We have more knowledge than them.
We also have a Ghost Rider.
That's true. I don't know who they have.
What does Ben know? What does Ben know about wrestling?
It's not like he coaches some of the guys that will probably win titles this year.
Right.
Yeah, but we still didn't get media passes for D2 or D1.
Yeah.
But it's all right. It's all right.
Well, you're not known enough in wrestling.
Yeah. You got any call-ins?
No.
What?
I didn't put any on.
That's crazy.
I can play them from my phone.
That's crazy.
No, I can play them from my phone. Or are we just skipping Big 12s? Like, who cares, really?
I mean,
we'll just do the champs, huh?
Sure.
125. I mean... We either got Noah, he got Noah Certain, but I'm pretty sure
that's his boy.
That's his boy.
But Hurler boy, too, I think.
Yeah, I'll stick with Certain. You?
Yeah, that's fine.
33.
That's fine with me. Yeah, yeah.
33, Dayton Fix, easily. 41, Etchemendia.
Anthony Etchemendia?
Yeah, I think so. That dude looks hard to wrestle.
True, I forgot he wrestles at Iowa State.
That dude seems hard to wrestle. 49.
I mean, if he's 30, yeah.
Casey Swiderski. Doesn't an Etchemendia have an OnlyFans?
He used to.
Yeah, I'm subscribed. 49, Casey Swiderski.
Dog.
Nice. 57, Ryder Downey.
Okay.
I'll roll with it. 65, this one's disgusting.
What?
He has Keegan O'Toole.
Oh, no.
Me, my dad, and my brother have a bet.
What's your bet?
I have Carr. My brother has O'Toole, and my dad has Messenbrink.
Wow. So what happens when someone's right?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I don't think we got that far. 174, Cade DeVos.
Yeah. I actually remember him wrestling. I think it was was it Keegan? He was in a bracket, but I knew he was really good.
SDSU, yeah. 100%.
84, no, in high school.
Oh,
I think he was my weight. He was around my weight. He was five stars on track, a lot of views. And I was like, wow.
Like, we know when you're like a kid.
So you beat him in high school?
No, I never wrestled him, bro.
Damn. Nice win, bro. 184, Parker Kaizen.
Goat.
You're rocking with that?
Yes, bro. Come on. Of course. Like, what?
Tanner Sloan, 97.
Okay, yep.
Why do you laugh?
Well, because you're looking at me like to give input. I don't have any input on Tanner Sloan.
285, Wyatt Hendrickson, Air Force, number one.
I got Jason Guad.
I got Younger Bastida.
Oh, that's right. Younger hasn't Younger's undefeated.
Mm-hmm. With a lot of bonus points.
That's true. I might flip. No,
I'm going
too.
Younger. You can't call him too.
Fine, I'll go Younger Bastida.
All right. Yeah, that's about it, man.
Yeah, well, this is cool.
Oh, wait, did you want to do?
Yeah, just do one. I mean, it is a little Friday. Or, so wait.
Yeah, short little Friday shit.
Short little Friday app.
What's this called? Speakpipe?
Speakpipe.
Speakpipe. Jordy.
Jordy on top.
Okay, we got three. Wait, you sent two in?
No.
Oh, somebody sent one in with your name. This person's name is Love You, Crosby.
Crosby, you keep on calling David Carr, D Carr, DC, David Carr. His real name is Daddy Carr.
Come on. That guy has probably made like 50 call-ins, bro.
He has two. I'll start calling by your name, bro.
You keep on calling.
Oh, that's the same
David
one.
David Carr.
Hey, my bad.
Come on.
Caden Henschel.
Yo, what's up, boys?
Dude.
Come on, bro.
There's two with your name here. Oh, you know why? Because it's all and then it's top results. So it's like double. Yeah, that.
So are you even going to get one?
No, we don't have any.
Damn. Wow, that's so tough. Well, send us some call-ins, guys, so we got something to talk about next spot. Leave that link below. Man, that's going to be it. Should we end off with some rarin, huh?
No.
All right, well, we appreciate you guys sticking around. Yeah, we'll see you next podcast, boys.
Maybe.
Hey, good luck to those guys at a conference. Set your goals high and keep climbing that mountain, baby. Woo!
Is that weird giving them advice because they're like at a higher level? Hey, my bad. My bad.
They might be at a higher level, but they ain't got this ring.